Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather in Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys warm sunshine, while Jerusalem sees a slight breeze. In Haifa, the skies are clear. It's a good day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports 2 hours ago that Israel and Lebanon will hold peace talks in Washington. This comes as Hezbollah threatens to kidnap soldiers. Also, Israel Hayom notes that in the past hour, Israel and Lebanon have taken a first step towards direct negotiations. The meeting involves Israel's ambassador to the U.S. and his Lebanese counterpart. Also this hour, Walla shares that 70% of the Israeli public considers the recent ceasefire an American capitulation to Iran. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the IDF has taken control of Bint Jebel and expanded operations in southern Lebanon. And finally, Maariv reveals that President Trump held a surprise press conference 6 hours ago discussing an agreement with Iran on several issues. From X, the latest. Former Deputy Prime Minister of Lebanon, Hassan Hasbani, shared just minutes ago insights into the potential outcomes of the Washington talks between Lebanese and Israeli officials. The Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier today that the ceasefire between Iran and the U.S. is fragile, while Israel supports Trump's naval blockade decision. Commentator A.G. Hamilton noted just now that Israel influenced Trump's decision to add a new condition on Iran's nuclear enrichment. Let's go deeper. Starting with the peace talks, Ynet reports that as tensions remain high on the northern border, Israeli and Lebanese officials aim to de-escalate through dialogue in Washington. This meeting, a rare direct interaction, could lay groundwork for reducing hostilities. The outcome may affect regional stability. Turning to public opinion, Walla reveals that a survey shows a significant portion of Israelis view the ceasefire as a concession to Iran. This sentiment reflects broader concerns about U.S. influence in Middle Eastern affairs. It highlights the challenges facing Israeli leadership in maintaining public confidence. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers the IDF's strategic movements in southern Lebanon. Division 98's actions in Bint Jabal mark a critical step in countering Hezbollah's influence. This military effort aims to secure the northern border, affecting local communities and regional security. On the diplomatic front, Maariv reports President Trump's unexpected announcement detailing progress with Iran. His press conference highlights ongoing maritime negotiations. This U.S.-Iran dialogue could reshape geopolitical alliances and tensions in the region. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC discusses the Growth Plus project, where Torque's CEO, Ofer Smadari, emphasizes the need for agility in tech development. This insight comes from a meeting with Zing's CEO, showcasing innovation in Israeli tech industries. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Israel plans to reopen the Karish offshore natural gas platform. This follows safety concerns and a halt in operations. The resumption marks a significant step in energy production post-ceasefire. And finally, Globes reports that NewMed Energy has signed an MOU to supply natural gas from Cyprus's Aphrodite field to Egypt. This deal involves major players like Shell and Chevron strengthening Israel's energy export capabilities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.